Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about immeasurably more giving and what that looks like beyond first impressions. Typically, we think of giving in the sense in our American culture, money is one of those top items that come to mind. But from God's perspective, when we give ourselves, our money, our time, our abilities, everything follows. And so we begin by first giving ourselves to God and then paying attention, listening to His Word, His Spirit, His counsel, and understanding how we share with others. And today we're going to talk specifically about a giving that we may not think a lot about. And that's the giving of sound answers, of good answers, right answers, answers that hold up, answers that are appropriate to the question, and how that we're able to do that in an immeasurably more way. And so looking at Proverbs chapter 22, verses 20 and 21, says, "Have I not written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you true and reliable words, so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you." Writer tells us that the purpose of these proverbs that he is relaying to the readers, to the listeners, is to prepare them, that they could give good answers. And God tells us that we ought to be ready at all times to give an answer, to give a reason for the hope that lies within us, but to do so with gentleness and respect. Now, I know that many times we can get pretty good at just making up an answer. Very few people like to say, "I just don't know." It ought to be a phrase that we practice, that we get used to. Not using it as an excuse, but as a reminder to continue to learn. Not to be satisfied at not knowing, but to continually seek godly answers, good answers, sound answers. And when we consider what God's Word teaches us, we recognize in every way imaginable it's not simply for us as an individual. It's for us as the body of Christ. It's for us as the human race. It's for us as believers. It's for us as non-believers. When God tells us that all Scripture is profitable, it's useful for training, for teaching, for correcting in righteousness, for rebuking, for all kinds of things that help us to become mature individuals, we must recognize that it becomes the source for the good answers, for the sound answers of why we live the way we do, for why we have hope, a hope that outside of Christ seems rather elusive. And I know we live in a world where we tend to fill ourselves with some element of hope to the best of our ability. And yet we generally find that that becomes rather elusive in times of great difficulty if it's not centered on Jesus. And so we live life not only preparing ourselves, not only being students of God's Word, but we live life with an awareness of what we have that we're able to give. sometimes the very best thing that we can give is a sound answer for the hope that lies within us. That can bring greater lasting effects than a $20 bill, especially in today's economy. But it's true, regardless of what number you want to put on that monetary donation. The sound answers that we find in God's Word are meant to benefit us, not to harm us. To help us to do good, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God, and to practice true justice. You see, living life as God's child is about learning what that means. About learning the expectations, the responsibilities, the privileges. And when we dive into God's Word, we discover the source is God. And the source of the answers that we need is God. And the source of the answers that we ought to be sharing with others is God. And so we live life checking our responses, determining how much of that is my response and how much of it is a godly response. Now granted, as we grow in Christ, as we mature in Christ, our response ought to sound a lot more like a godly response. But because we still walk and live in this human flesh, we must always evaluate how accurate my response is to God's Word. How much have I used and allowed God's Word to influence me, to shape me, to mold me into who I ought to be? Not just physically as a person, not just a follower of thou shalt not, but as a transformed mind that thinks differently. The religious leaders in the days of Jesus were pretty good at the thou shalt nots, at teaching the thou shalt nots. They weren't always so good at doing them. And yet there were many who could claim they were pretty good at obeying the thou shalt nots. But the problem was they had become simply a matter of information and not transformation. And so when Jesus comes along and starts to expound on those, when he says, you've heard it said, you should not commit adultery, but I tell you, whoever looks at a woman lustfully has committed adultery in his heart, it challenged their way of thinking because they had not really allowed the Word of God to transform their mind, to transform their heart. They had simply used it as a means of changing behavior when people were looking. And the purpose of God's Word in giving more sound answers to people is that it becomes a lifestyle rather than a burden. And we find ourselves living out those answers even when no one's looking. And we look to God's Word when we're in trouble. We look to God's Word when things are going great. We look to God's Word when we need answers. We look to God's Word when the people around us need answers. And so we become messengers on behalf of God, sharing the good news of the hope of Jesus. We give sound answers more and more often because we're spending more and more time in God's Word, in prayer, and listening. And as we learn the immeasurably more, we discover that God has given us immeasurably more than we could ever comprehend or understand. And so it's a lifelong journey. There's never a point that we reach that God's word is completely understood by any one of us. It's this amazing book that can be understood and lived out by children and studied by scholars. And through it, we're able to give more, immeasurably more answers which are sound and right and good. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the answers we need. It's our responsibility, it's our choice as to whether we accept them, whether we live by them, whether we obey them. And so, God, as we seek to know the immeasurably more giving that you do, we recognize that part of that giving is the giving of your word. And not only a giving of your word, but a giving of your spirit to help us be transformed by your word. And Father, may we understand and recognize and put into practice the responsibility of having that gift, of receiving that from you, the responsibility of giving good answers, of giving sound answers, answers that hold up to the question, answers that hold up to time, answers that hold up to your word. And so, God, as we live today, as we consider the questions of people around us, as we consider the own questions in our heart and mind that have stumped us for whatever length of time they've been there, may we be those that are able to give more when it comes to sound answers. May we be ready, may we be prepared with the reason, the answer for the hope that lies within us that comes through Jesus. May you help us to check our attitude and the way that we respond so that it would be pleasing. Not only pleasing to you, but pleasing to the ears that would listen, so that there's an acceptance of who you are. And God, today, as we live life, may we continue to learn. But even in our learning, may we not hesitate to share, to give sound answers based on your word. Continually acknowledge when we don't know so that we can learn. Be willing to change when your word convicts us of answers that we've given that were not sound, that were not correct. God, today, as we live life, as we receive sound answers from your word, as we share sound answers with others, may we deliberately lift up Jesus in the midst of all of it, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.